Well, last year saw the biggest jump in highway fatalities in 50 years, and so far 2016 is shaping up to be worse. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, highway fatalities are up 10.4% in the first 6 months of this year compared to the same period last year. That is 17,775 deaths in just the first half of 2016. And one of the main reasons is distracted driving. We're joined by Jake Nelson, who's AAA Director of Traffic Safety Advocacy and Research. And Jake, are we talking about people pulling their phones out and checking Facebook, or are we talking about people using the systems in their car that are meant to be hands-free, meant to be used while you drive?
I think it's a combination, and I also think it matters which drivers we're talking about. The AAA Foundation has done some research looking at crashes that involve teen drivers. And what we learned in that study is that the single greatest form of distracted driving in those crashes were peer passengers. And second was interaction with the cell phone. But I think for people who aren't teenagers, adults and older adults, it's interacting with systems built into cars meant to make us safer by allowing us to keep our hands on the wheel and our eyes on the road. But I think that the mental element of distracted driving is significant. So there's always a combination of the forms of distracted driving involved in interacting with these technologies, even things like Siri, where in theory, the system allows you to just provide voice commands and to transcribe messages. But in reality, we as motorists don't trust the technology, and so we still will look and read that message to make sure that it's accurate before we send it.
So if somebody's listening to this while driving, which I'm sure many people are because a lot of our listeners are in their cars, what would you say to them about how to make sure they're driving as safely as they can?
Sure. So, I mean, I think one really important message is that just because technology allows us to do certain things while we drive doesn't mean that we should do that. Certainly, automakers are trying to do the right thing, trying to recognize that people want to interact with their phones and stay connected even when they're behind the wheel, and have developed technology to try to make that safer than it otherwise would be. But what we're learning is that that technology isn't perfect. It has a long way to go. And at the end of the day, we really need to focus on that primary task of driving. Text messages and phone calls can wait. And if you absolutely need to take the phone call or send that text message, pull over to a safe place to do it.
That's Jake Nelson, AAA's Director of Traffic Safety Advocacy and Research. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.